YouTube shopping updates. Amazon launches new grocery delivery service. Amazon fashion's on the rise. This and more stories on today's Weekly Buzz. How cool is that? Pretty cool, I think. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Serious Sellers Podcast by Helium 10. I am your host, Bradley Sutton, and this is the show that is our Helium 10 Weekly Buzz, where we give you a rundown of all the goings-on in the Amazon, Walmart, e-commerce world. We give you training tips of the week, and we also let you know what new Helium 10 features are available that'll give you serious strategies for serious sellers of any level in the e-commerce world. Let's see what's buzzing. Just a handful of articles today, but wanted to bring out what I thought might be interesting to you. First one is actually from Modern Retail, and it's entitled How YouTube Shopping is Upping Its Social Commerce Competition with TikTok. Now, YouTube Shopping, you might not have heard of. This article is actually a couple weeks old already, but just wanted to highlight it because we didn't highlight it last week. There wasn't enough room, but it's talking about updates to the YouTube shopping feature, especially in regards to what's going on with influencers, content creators, and the ability to monetize their channels. You know, I think Amazon and other platforms are definitely seeing how successful TikTok Shop has been in. And now in YouTube shopping, there's an affiliate hub that gives creators access to more than 300 of YouTube's partner brands like Target, Ulta, and Adidas. So this is not some TikTok Shop killer. The fact that it's only available at 300 partner brands means, you know, obviously this is not something that would affect third-party sellers yet. But it's just interesting to see, you know, like where the space is going, you know, when it comes to social commerce and influencer marketing. I think this is, you know, definitely going to increase, and your success or your sales on Amazon is going to partly be tied to how well can you get affiliates, influencers to promote your product effectively. And of course, obviously the perennial question is all this costs money, cost percentage here, percentage there. You know, they want, you know, the affiliates want to make money. Where are you going to find these percentages in order to stay profitable? But interesting to see YouTube now kind of, I don't want to say jumping on the TikTok bandwagon, but maybe moving towards that direction. Another Amazon update is from Amazon itself. It says Amazon's new grocery delivery subscription offers big savings to Prime members and EBT customers. So what is this? Basically now, hey, Prime members, or if you have an EBT card, you can get a monthly subscription with unlimited grocery delivery if you get orders from over $35. And this is from Whole Foods, Amazon Fresh, other local grocery specialty retailers. And it says this is a benefit that pays for itself with one delivery order per month. I'm not sure what that's based off of, maybe based on the old fees that Amazon would charge for delivery. I don't know. I don't use Amazon delivery, but, you know, honestly, maybe I will. You know, I've used like Instacart and stuff for things, but I might check this out. This is why I'm bringing it up. Anything that increases value to Amazon Prime members and gets more people on the app, I think is something that should be interest to sellers. Now, this charge is going to be $9.99 for a Prime members' subscription. And this actually includes, says 1 hour delivery windows at no extra cost in some locations, and 30 minute pickup orders. There's recurring reservations for a weekly grocery order. And then, like we mentioned before, unlimited delivery on $35 orders and plus from local grocery and retailers such as Cardenas Markets, Save Marts, Bartell Drugs, Rite Aid. Wait a minute. Does that mean I get Thrifty's ice cream with my Amazon Prime? Okay. All right. Say less, Amazon. Thrifty's ice cream in 30 minutes. I will take that. But anyways, it's going to be available in 3,500 cities. And so it might be something to, you know, look at. You know, I don't think a lot of us are selling products that are in grocery stores. So that's not the advantage here. But the advantage is, does this make Amazon Prime members more sticky? Does it add more Amazon Prime members? I see like there's this battle going on between Walmart and Amazon as far as grocery deliveries, right? Next article is from payments.com. It's entitled Online Shoppers Are Starting to See Amazon as a Fashion Destination. I thought this was interesting because if you weren't looking at the numbers and somebody were just to ask you, hey, what do you think's going on with Amazon's market share in the clothing industry? Maybe you might think it's going down because of, you know, last year, Shein and Temu and all these low cost alternatives, right? You know, I've been saying for a while, I don't yet see those websites as huge threats to Amazon. But interestingly enough, Amazon's market share in clothing for online sales is increasing. All right. For the first time ever, it actually rose to over 50%. It rose up from 47.9% the previous quarter. So it's interesting. This website shows a chart, you know, going back all these quarters, the last few years, about, you know, Amazon's market share of e-commerce spending. And, you know, the low one would be health and personal care. That was kind of surprising, only 6.6%, but it's still up. You see here the clothing and apparel, 51%. Last year, it was 47%. Sporting goods, hobby, music, and book, 85%. Amazon has a market share there. But pretty much all of these main categories, Amazon is increasing quarter over quarter, year over year, as far as what its market share percentage is. The next article is from eMarketer.com, and it's entitled TikTok Won't Dial Back on TikTok Shop Content, but it may not matter for time spent. You know, we've been hearing these comments and articles about TikTok users, regular TikTok users, upset with all the TikTok Shop content. But this is interesting. They did this survey here, and it says, yes, nearly two-thirds, 62% of U.S. TikTok users notice a change in shopping-related content in the 6 months. However, almost all, 91% of respondents who noticed that change said their TikTok usage either rose or remained unchanged, with 70% reporting an increase. So, you know, some people might have been scared that, oh, maybe, you know, the ones that are like really successful on TikTok Shop is, oh, I see all these articles about TikTok users being upset with all the shopping stuff. Maybe they're going to dial back how much they promote TikTok shopping. But if this survey matches what TikTok is seeing, I would say no, because there is no sign that people are kind of like dialing back their TikTok uses because they're getting frustrated with the TikTok Shop stuff. Next article from Amazon Seller Central itself, just another reminder. This came out a couple of days ago. Hey, it says eligible North American unified accounts can now expand to Brazil. All right. So if you've got a North American Brazil unified account, you can switch back and forth between Amazon Canada, Mexico, US, and Brazil now to list products there. Don't forget, Helium 10 fully supports Amazon Brazil, all the main tools, Chrome extension, Blackbox, Cerebro, etc. So would definitely be something to look into if you have not optimized your listing for Amazon Brazil. Next article is from TechCrunch. It says Amazon ends California drone deliveries. All right, this wasn't some massive thing. It was one city in California they were doing testing, in addition to their one city in Texas that they were doing testing for deliveries of products with drones. It was in this Lockford, California. I live in California. I've never heard of Lockford, California. But anyways, they're not doing it there anymore. It's going to be in Texas, and now they're going to open it up in a city in Arizona. What this means, I don't know, but we've literally been reporting about drone delivery for like 4 years, and the fact that it's only in one city in California, now zero cities, doesn't look like drone delivery is going to be some massive thing anytime soon. All right, that's it for the news this week. Don't forget, if you have not signed up yet and you're living in Europe or want to go to Europe for a couple days, hang out with me, hang out with Carrie, hang out with amazing speakers and about 100 other Amazon sellers, make sure to join our Helium 10 first ever event in Spain. It's going to be in Madrid, May 28th. Going to be an amazing lineup of speakers. h10.me/elite Spain. If you want to get tickets, h10.me/elite Spain. Don't miss it. Let's get into the Helium 10 new feature alerts. All right. We had 4 last week. I thought that was a lot. We got 5 this week. All right. So as usual, Helium 10 cranking out the new features. The very first one is in inventory management. So in inventory management, it had kind of like a big refresh as far as the interface. But a couple things I want to call out is you can now see things at the ASIN level and at the SKU level. Now, this is important for those of you who, especially those of you doing furniture or other larger products where maybe you have 2 SKUs per ASIN, right? You've got an FBM SKU and FBA SKU. Or maybe for whatever reason, you had 2 of the same or 2 of the same ASIN, but 2 different SKUs of the same match type, just because maybe you updated some packaging or something like that. And you would want your inventory velocity to be based at the ASIN level, not necessarily the SKU level, because that's what you order on. So now you're going to be able to do that. You can just toggle back and forth between ASIN and SKU. Again, for you, those of you who do FBM and FBA, use this filter and then toggle between if something is FBA and something is FBM as far as what you're at the SKU level is going on. We can now toggle based on the selling type that it is. So take a look at inventory management, guys. It has a completely new UI here. Don't forget, last month we had features such as EU, you know, inventory management now works for EU, as well as multi-warehouse. Like if you use multiple third-party warehouses, inventory management can take that into consideration. Next update here is in Listing Builder, really quick and easy one. If you go into Listing Builder, now on the main page, if you're using the new Listing Builder scoring system, you are going to be able to see your keyword rank, all right, your keyword ranking for based on the scoring and your keyword performance score. All right, so your keyword performance score is right here, so you can see when it's updated and also see if maybe you've lost some ground as far as SEO goes on your listings. Next, Helium 10 update is for supercharged customers and in your customer intelligence tool. All right, in your customer intelligence tool, which is right here on your main dashboard, now you're going to be able to see purchase behavior. You're going to have a purchase behavior dashboard. So you're going to be able to see from your own brands and products, what sequence are people ordering your products in? All right, like, hey, they're first ordering the pink coffin shelf and then they order more pink coffin shelves. Or maybe they first order a bat-shaped shelf and then they order a coffin shelf, right? You're going to see the sequential things. Like, for example, my number one multiple in Project X, my number one multiple order is how people order one of my stackable egg racks, right? The top one. And then they order the bottom rack. You know, makes sense. Like they can stack ones up higher. I see some customers ordering the black coffin shelf and they order another black coffin shelf. And then the third one is a purple coffin shelf. So I might just have some like interesting insights and I can see how many times this has happened as well. So again, this is only for supercharged customers in your customer intelligence tool. Next update is in the Chrome extension, Review Insights, all right? So Review Insights has been a popular tool so that if you want to go, you know, take a look at what are the common words that are being brought up in your or your competitors' reviews, you can see it. Well, let me just show you how that looks now. If you are on Amazon, like here's a collagen peptides listing, and if I were to go ahead and run Review Insights, I can do it right here on the sidebar. I hit Review Insights, and all of the reviews come up. Now, if I look at reviews grouped by keywords, it's going to show me the by default the most common phrases that are showing up in the most recent reviews. But now we have this really cool thing where I can edit it by how many words. Like maybe I don't want to see the individual words, but hey, what are the two-word phrases that people are saying much? And like here in this collagen peptides, I see the number one two-word phrase that people keep bringing up is morning coffee. All right. I see a lot of people saying joint pain. All right. Protein shake. All right. So now I'm just getting insights into how people are using this product. I can now even go for three word and up phrases if I want to see what things people are saying. I could see here that there's a number of people saying does not mix well. All right. So that's something that, you know, if this is my product, I definitely want to take a look at. Next update is for Platinum members. You now have 10 lifetime usages of Black Box brand analytics. All right. So where you can get to that tool is into just going to Helium 10 Black Box and then hit the tool ABA top search terms. This shows all of Amazon's brand analytics if you've got brand registry, right? But it just gives tons of other information, such as showing you the search volume and the history of the click share, et cetera, and then gives you tons and tons and tons of filtering capabilities. Like, hey, show me all the keywords where if you add up the top three clicked products, it had less than 20% of the overall clicks. I mean, you can go deep in filtering that you just can't do if you're looking at brand analytics in Seller Central, or just downloading the reports. Tons of extra information on here that ties in Helium 10 data. Now, if you want to see how to use this tool, make sure to hit the learn button. The learn buttons are being updated here in Black Box. So if you don't see the two videos for the learn button here, just go to Black Box Keywords. Black Box Keywords. And by the way, I want everybody to do this because these just got updated. So if you want to know, if you want to in like 20 minutes, understand all the tools here in Black Box, we just updated all the training videos. Go to Black Box Keywords, hit the learn button, And you are going to have 10 videos, really short, 3-4 minutes long each, on how to do different things for product research and other things, like how to find competitors for any Amazon product, how to find product opportunity using Amazon Brand Analytics. That's the one that you would need to look at to know how to use Brand Analytics. And there's a lot more strategies here that can definitely help you in your Amazon journey. All right, now let's get into the training tip of the week. And people ask me sometimes, what is the most slept on feature of Helium 10? And it's an easy one for me. It's this feature called Amazon Recommended. And let me just show you how powerful it is. And you know, we've had this feature for almost 5 years now. And it's funny, even 5 years ago, I'm like, oh yeah, we're the first to have this feature, but I'm sure other people are going to copy us and have it soon because it's so powerful. 5 years later, we're still the only people to show this. This is directly from Amazon, guys. So how would you use this? Have you ever had a product where you're just not getting the impressions that you think you should be getting in PPC, even though you think your listing's optimized for a certain keyword? Or maybe you're not getting any impressions at all. Or maybe you have a keyword like, man, I'm getting sales for this keyword, but my organic rank just doesn't seem to be increasing so much. You know, what is going on? Well, what it could be is that Amazon doesn't think you're that relevant for whatever reason, according to Amazon's own algorithm. And, you know, with Helium 10 is the only tool that gives you insight into what Amazon thinks you're relevant for. And it's in a live data feed. This is not something that Helium 10 is calculating or put some algorithm in. This is a live feed. Every time you run Cerebro, it shows it. And where you can get this is in Cerebro. Like here, I ran on Coffin Shelf. I'm like, man, my Coffin Shelf listing is not getting the impressions I want it to in PPC, and I can't get past Amazon rank 5. So what does Amazon think my product is? Well, you sort it by Amazon recommended rank right here in Cerebro, all right? Platinum members, Diamond members, doesn't matter what level of Helium 10, you have access to this super valuable tool. And now I can see, well, at least Amazon is not fully confused what my product is. Like I can see the number one Amazon recommended rank is Coffin Shelf Wall. I can see, but then I see a lot of like, random stuff here, like Halloween decor, indoor home is the number, what is this? Number 5 keyword here, number 6 keyword. But then the word coffin shelf, which is my main keyword, is all the way here at 27. So now it's like, oh, this, I have a relevancy problem for whatever reason with this product. How can I fix this relevancy problem? Well, that's another story about, trying to optimize your listing for the Amazon algorithm. But let's just take another example of coffin shelf, the number one overall pick of coffin shelf. All right. And it's the number one seller right now. It's not me anymore. If I look at that product and run my competitor, the Cerebro, look at his Amazon recommended rank. He's organically ranked number one, but look at the Amazon recommended rank for the same keyword that I was 27th for, which is coffin shelf, and he is number 2. What does that mean? Any interactions with his keyword for coffin shelf, he's going to get more bang for his buck because Amazon thinks he's super, super hyper relevant for the keyword coffin shelf. So, right? So guys, run your own product through Cerebro and sort by Amazon recommended rank. This is the number one most slept on feature, I think, in all of Helium 10 that literally every paying customer of Helium 10 has access to. So give that a try. Let me know in the comments below if you're watching this on YouTube what you see there in the results. All right, guys, that's it for the weekly buzz this week. Don't forget to tune in next week to see what's buzzin'.